Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm your host, Tyler Kern, and today on the show, we're exploring the differences between buy online, pick up in store, and pick up drop off, otherwise known as BOPIS and PUDO. You're going to hear a lot more about those, some details, some advantages and disadvantages to both approaches. And joining me today is our subject matter expert. His name is Mo Chima. He is the Omnichannel Solutions Designer at Position Imaging. Mo, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thrilled to have you on the show today. And so, Mo, can you start off just by defining what BOPIS and PUDO are for us and give us an idea of what these two strategies are and maybe, yeah, define them for us?
Sure. So BOPIS, I'll start with BOPIS, which stands for buy online, pick up in store. And the way it works is that a customer places an order online, but instead of opting in for a home delivery option, they select to pick the order up at the store. There's also a variation of this service, which a lot of people may have become more familiar with these days because of COVID, and that is curbside pickup. So you drive up and tell the retailer you're outside, and they bring the order out to you, and even put it in the trunk of your car. On the other hand, PUDO, which stands for pickup, drop off, those are locations where couriers can drop off packages so that the customers can pick them up at their convenience. Sometimes customers opt in for that option when ordering online, while other times couriers drop off packages there because they are unable to make the delivery to your house because you probably weren't home at the time of the delivery and perhaps they didn't need a signature from you, so they couldn't make the delivery. So then they go ahead and drop it off at the PUDO point.
So Mo, one of the things I think is really interesting to talk about and worth bringing up as we have this conversation is that you are really uniquely qualified to explain BOPIS and PUDO just because of your experiences. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background and how it's helped inform your knowledge of BOPIS and PUDO and really give you a lot of expertise in this particular area?
Yeah, absolutely. So my current role is, you know, the as the director of solutions design and architecture. I am working mainly on the retail side, and what I'm doing is helping design the omnichannel fulfillment hub. And one of the main things that I work on is the buy online, pick up in store, and designing the specific solutions or customized solutions for retailers. And there's a variation of that service which is a curbside pickup. So I work on this day to day, every single day, helping with design these solutions for different retailers. But on the other side, I do have experience on the pickup drop-off points as well, because previous to my current role, I was at UPS. I led the last mile delivery strategy at UPS, and I was also part of the UPS access point team, the strategy team. And at the time I was there, you know, that's when we did the rollout with Michaels, CVS, and Advanced Auto Parts. So I was very involved with the strategy, helped devise what should go on the product roadmap. Did some of the evaluation with the team there. So both from the PUDO side as well as the BOPIS side, I worked directly with the retailers, worked in a courier side capacity, as well as now on a vendor side to help retailers design their own operations as well.
So given everything that's going on with COVID-19 right now, I think that there are a lot of factors that are making these options more attractive. But from your perspective as an expert in this particular area, what is making these options more attractive to retailers right now and making them something that is becoming an increasingly large strategy in the world of retail?
Yeah, so BOPIS is attractive to retailers because they no longer have to incur the high shipping expenses of shipping packages to the customers' homes. They used to ship these items from warehouses or distribution centers to customers' homes. Now the customers are coming to the retailer's store. So naturally, it has become a very attractive option for retailers. And as you know, UPS, FedEx, and other large couriers have been continuously increasing the shipping cost, especially over the past year because of the never-ending peak season. and because of that, this has become a very attractive option. Now, Pudo is actually a more attractive option for the couriers, although there are still benefits for having Pudo strategy implemented to the retailers, because what that does for the retailer is it actually brings additional foot traffic to their retail stores who opt in to become part of the Pudo network for a specific courier. However, if we take a step back, Pudo networks are actually managed by and they're owned by specific courier companies, and for the most part, they're closed network locations where somebody like a UPS or FedEx, DHL, etc., they go and recruit and onboard different retail locations that are strategically located where they deliver a lot of packages. So maybe they're in non-driver lease areas is what we call them. What happens in non-driver lease areas is when you go to make a delivery and someone's not home, for the most part in the US, as you probably know, couriers drop the package off at the porch. So there are a lot of issues for why couriers actually don't drop off packages at the porch. Porch piracy, as we all know, has been increasing over the years as e-commerce has increased. So has porch piracy. So what happens is the couriers can actually identify specific neighborhoods that they say, okay, we'll no longer drop off packages at the porch here because of a high crime rate. It's just not a safe neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. So in that neighborhood, they will then go and recruit and onboard specific retail locations like mom and pop shops. They're independent retailers, you know, or in some cases, it's also large brands. So what happens is they can then go and drop off the packages at these Pudo locations, so that the customer can go and conveniently pick up those packages when they have the time, when they actually get home from work, when they get home, maybe they're on vacation, et cetera, et cetera. So it gives them the flexibility to pick up the packages that's convenient for them. So again, to I guess sum it up, BOPIS is a more retailer-centric solution, whereas Pudo is a courier-centric solution. But Pudo does have some benefit to the retailers as well, meaning it helps them bring that additional foot traffic to the store.
That's really interesting. And I'm guessing BOPIS as well, you know, part of the allure for retailers is that when people do pick up things in store, if they do come into the store and maybe pick it up at a central, you know, customer service location or something like that, that there's always the thought that, okay, you've gotten them in the store, there's a high likelihood they'll buy something else while they're there, right?
So we've learned both from direct and indirect research that's been conducted and is available publicly for the most part, that one third of the customers that actually come into the store via BOPIS or via Pudo, they actually shop in the store. So if a store is getting 10 people that are coming in to pick up a package or an order that they ordered online, but they're actually coming to the retail store to pick it up, you know, the chances are that three or four of those customers will actually shop in the store as well.
That's fantastic stuff, yeah, and just great statistics, I think, that helps show exactly the impact of these particular strategies that retailers can take. I'm curious, you've done a really good job defining what these two strategies and approaches look like. From your perspective, what are the primary advantages to each one, and why might a retailer employ one but not the other, or why might a retailer employ both of these particular strategies?
So it really depends on what the retailer is trying to achieve at the end of the day. If the retailer is just trying to save on shipping costs, they would more likely deploy the BOPIS strategy, because with Pudo, there's still the delivery aspect. You can't eliminate the delivery aspect with Pudo. What happens is you're just not implementing Pudo at your own store. When you talk about Pudo, again, Pudo is a courier-centric solution. So the couriers go and onboard different retailers. So Michaels is actually a good example. Michaels does buy online, pick up in store, and that's their own solution. That's I call it unibrand, meaning it's only for that specific brand. But then they also have partnered with UPS Access Point team, and they are part of the UPS Access Point network. Now, by the way, the UPS Access Point is, that's just what UPS calls it, but everyone else in the world calls it PUDO, pickup drop-off points. So that's the name that they have trademarked, but it's essentially the same exact thing. So they've become, so Michaels has become part of the UPS Access Point network. What happens is when you or I, if we shop online through whatever mode, whatever platform, whatever website, whatever marketplace, et cetera, and if UPS is the one shipping for that customer, UPS could drop that package off at an Access Point location that happens to be Michaels. Now, you didn't purchase an item from Michaels, right? I didn't purchase an item from Michaels. Maybe I purchased it from, I don't know, I bought an iPhone online, maybe. And for something like that, especially for something like that, because it's a high-value item, UPS needed to probably acquire a signature from you. You weren't home. And then UPS decided to go and drop it off at an Access Point location. So that's where PUDO comes in. So some retailers like Michaels have implemented both strategies. Again, the benefit that they're going to get from being a part of the PUDO network is that additional foot traffic. The benefit that they're going to get from being having a BOPIS service or a curbside pickup service is that they are going to eliminate their shipping costs, and they're going to get their customers to come into their stores, so they really get to control this entire customer experience from start all the way to the end. So like I said in the beginning, it's all about what the retailer is trying to achieve at the end of the day, and their strategy will then showcase that.
That makes a lot of sense, and I think the way that you explained that, especially using the Michaels example, really makes a lot of sense, and you could really see what the benefits are for these retailers. And so I think that really does resonate. And I suppose given just the challenges of COVID-19 and the way that has changed maybe buyer and consumer behavior, I would assume that these were strategies and these were approaches that were probably already in use pre-COVID, but really accelerated as a result. Is that something that you noticed? Is that the rate that these particular strategies are being employed has really increased as a result of COVID-19?
Absolutely. So we saw that in 2019, Macy's buy online, pick up in store orders increased by about 62%. And this was in 2019, before anyone even knew about coronavirus. But the problem was that before COVID or coronavirus, this trend was actually very lopsided. So some retailers were implementing this as part of their overall store operations strategy and modernizing the stores and converting them into, you know, the store of the future. It was very lopsided, but after COVID, because some of the retailers had already implemented that strategy and they were benefiting from it, those other retailers had to make, you know, nobody could come to the store and nobody, there was a, you know, the never-ending peak, the shipping costs were rising, et cetera, et cetera. So all of this really, you know, when they say the pure innovation really comes about when you've got no other option. So you have to innovate to survive. Otherwise, you will no longer exist. So when that situation kind of hit all the retailers in the face, they had to scrounge and they have to find a solution. And the one solution that was just right in front of them that they knew they could implement, and it was already proven in the market, they learned from the other retailers and they started to implement right away. In fact, actually, by the end of this year, by the end of 2021, it's been forecasted that about 90% of the retailers will have buy online, pick up in store, or pick up at curbside services enabled. So that, I mean, looking at where this was in 2019, where you know, people didn't really know about it. The people, they were still in testing it. They were trying to learn. To 2021, the end of 2021, where 90% of the retailers are forecasted to have this. I mean, it's just absolutely, I would say for sure, COVID definitely brought this trend to the front.
Yeah, no, that's I think you're absolutely right about that. And you know, as we continue to talk about these different retail strategies, and you pretty much said as much here in your previous answer, but these strategies seem to be something that will continue to grow and move forward. And so as someone who works and lives and breathes in this area at Position Imaging, this has to be something that you're looking at moving forward. How can you help retailers, maybe how can you help enable them to move forward with strategies like this? What kind of technology exists and what kind of options exist to really help them take a step forward when it comes to their BOPIS and PUDO strategies?
Actually, so I think that's an excellent question. As the director of solutions design here at Position Imaging, I am primarily focused on the retail side of our business, where I am actually helping a lot of different retailers design that omni-channel experience, so that it's the physical world and the digital world is connected, and that's sort of the experience that the customers are looking for today. So they buy online, they come into the store, and just like how everything worked perfectly online, they want everything to work perfectly offline, if you will, or the physical world, and they will bring all of the technology with them. For example, their smartphone, right? The study has shown that 80% of the customers that are actually in the store, they end up using their cell phone. They end up using their smartphone in the store. So we said, okay, how can we take the customer that the device they already have in their hand, they're using it in the store. Why don't we enable them to use that device to actually self-serve and pick their items up in the store? So we designed a solution called the iPickup Center that we put into the store essentially, the retailers stage all of the orders at the iPickup Center. All the orders that come into the store that the customer says, okay, I'm going to pick it up in the store. What the retailer has to do is they have to go pick it off the shelf. They have to maybe pack it in some fashion, and then they have to put it somewhere before the customer comes and picks up their item. And that's the technology that we have developed, where the retailer can just stage the item on the shelf, and it's fully monitored. It's monitored via computer vision. We keep an eye on it, and it's secure until the customer comes to pick it up. So they stage it, and they forget about it. And when the customer actually comes and picks it up for themselves, they get a QR code on their phone via text, email, or via the mobile app of that retailer. They scan the QR code. We tell them exactly where the packages or the order is located on the shelf to go and pick it up. The entire transaction only needs about 15 seconds to take place. Now, if you have a full integration, then that's about 3 to 5 seconds at the most, because all they're doing is scanning a QR code and the system tells them where their item is located. And once the item gets picked up, then the retailer gets notified, hey, by the way, the transfer of ownership happened. You just closed a sale. So congratulations, right? What this allows the retailer to do is two things. One is it provides an amazing customer experience for the shopper, because they don't have to wait in line. They don't have to find the store associate, and they don't have to interact with them. People like to be empowered to self-serve. So that's the customer experience side. On the other side, on the labor and operation side, well, what we're seeing right now in today's world, retailers are having a very hard time finding labor. There's a shortage of labor, and they're having to not only hike up how much they pay their employees, but also some of them are opting to pay bonuses if people come and work for them. They don't have to do that anymore, because you can essentially outsource the labor to the customer. You only have to do half of the job now. Before, or currently, what's happening is you have to stage the packet. The employee has to, pack, stage the item, and then they have to go and pick it up, find that item. Actually, finding is also difficult. Finding that item again, and then give it to the customer. The second part, the latter part, we're completely automating that, because we're outsourcing it to the customer. So the retailer employees only have to worry about the first part. So we are reducing the labor that's needed by almost half.
Well, that's some incredible stuff, and especially just during the era of COVID-19, I think especially important things to note there just about these particular approaches in the world of retail. And so, Mo, as we begin to wrap up our conversation here today, I wanted to turn things over to you to give us any final thoughts or conclusions that you have just in light of our conversation around Pudo and BOPIS. So give us any final thoughts, give us any conclusions that you have just to tie a bow on this conversation we've had here today.
Yeah, I guess my final thoughts would be, you know, as we look ahead, I like to end with this, that, you know, as we look ahead, we're in 2021, and as we look at the what's going to happen in the next few years in the retail space, to be honest, the stores of the future are approaching, they're going to be built all around experience. How can you provide the best experience possible for the shopper that walks into your store? And I talk about that a lot. And I think what the retailers need to start doing is they need to start, the store of the future is not a store. It's a lot of different things. It's more of a showroom, if you will, where you're showcasing new items. You're showcasing your best sold items. And it's designed around, you know, maybe trying things on, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, the store of the future is also built around fulfillment. So what I'm also helping design retailers is an omni-channel fulfillment hub inside the store. So the space, there needs to be space dedicated to fulfillment operations. And again, the iPickup system itself supports that as well. So you've got your buy online pickup in store, your curbside pickup, as well as your Pudo services. And not to forget, the deliver from store or ship from store service, again, it works the same way, because when the driver arrives, the driver arrives at the store to pick up the item to deliver to the customer. They also have to wait. They also have to find the store associate, et cetera, et cetera. So they can also go in and pick the item up themselves and make the delivery. So it's a convenient process for the drivers as well. So the stores of the future needs to be, focused on providing the best experience possible for the shoppers that are coming in. And it's also about fulfilling from the store. And I'll just leave that there. That second part, I think I would recommend to retailers to develop an in-store omni-channel fulfillment hub to make their fulfillment from store operations efficient and more streamlined.
Well, that is a fantastic way to wrap up this episode here today. Mo Chima, Omnichannel Solutions Designer for Position Imaging. Mo, thank you so much for joining us here today and breaking down the differences between BOPIS and Pudo and also explaining how this fits into a larger retail strategy. Mo, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show.
Tyler, thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. And everyone, go to position-imaging.com for more from Position Imaging to learn a little bit more about the solutions they provide and the expertise that they have in the world of retail. And stay tuned. We'll be back soon with more episodes of the podcast. But until then, for my guest today, Mo Chima, I've been your host, Tyler Kern. Thanks so much for watching.